Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Donna Jones on the phone, you know, the Police and Crime Commissioner.
Good afternoon, Donna.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much for asking. Yeah, it's really good to be back on Vectis.
Oh, good.
Well, let's get straight into it. Quite recently, you opened a new police station in Cowes.
Yes, I did, absolutely. Thanks for asking me about that. So I made a commitment when I became police commissioner just under 3 years ago that I was going to really reconnect the public back to their police service.
Yep.
And this means opening up new police stations, front counters back to the public. And the first of those 10 new police stations and front counters was actually on the Isle of Wight in Cowes. And as the people that live on that side of the island will know, the police have been working out of a couple of rooms in the fire station there.
Yes.
In Cowes
for
some time. And, you know, it wasn't a big enough space and there was no public access and we want detectives to work in Cowes and the neighbourhood teams and everyone else. So I was really fortunate to be able to work with the marina in Cowes in leasing a building from them, which was formerly an estate agents.
Oh, right.
And converting it into a new police station with a front counter where the neighbourhood teams and detectives will work from. So I'm delighted. And in fact, that's just one of two things that I'm doing on the island this year. I'm also reopening the front counter at Ryde Police Station.
Oh, right.
Probably, towards the back end of the summer, perhaps just into the autumn.
So, well, it's a brilliant thing to do.
Yes, absolutely. I want the public to be able to come and speak to the police, report concerns, and really feel much better connected to their police service.
Yes, it's important, I think, to re-establish that sort of front counter connection with the public, don't you?
Yeah, I do think it's really important. And it also sort of plays into another one of my key policies around front counters and police stations is about increasing the visibility of the police.
Yes.
And, you know, I made the commitment the last time I was on Vectis Radio, I talked about the number of police officers that I've recruited, extra police officers for the island. And since I've been the Police and Crime Commissioner, I initially pledged 600 more police officers, and the 600th officer was recruited in March 2023.
Oh, well done.
Then once we did that, yes, thank you very much, and well done to the Chief and his team, Chief Constable and his team.
Yep.
I then, this time last year, I announced another 50 police officers. The 50th officer is just about to be recruited next month in March.
Oh, wow.
So that is then a net increase of 650 over the last 3 years. And then 2 weeks ago, my annual budget, which starts on the 1st of April this year, I've just announced the recruitment of another 75 police officers to happen over the next 12 months. So that will be a net increase of 725 officers over the last 3 years since I've been the Police and Crime Commissioner.
That can't be bad, can it? That's something to be very proud of.
Well, you know, in a lot of cases, policing is a numbers game. You know, the more police officers you've got, the more crime you detect and the more crime you prevent. And, you know, as the public often say to me, we just want to see police in our communities. We want to see them walking the streets, cycling, talking, being around, because it makes us feel safer and we know that it prevents crime. And my job is to be the voice of the public. It's to deliver the police service that they want. And I'm really pleased to have been able to deliver on every single one of my flagship policies, of my promises I made to the public.
Well done, you. And talking of bikes, the electric bikes, they're doing well in Ventnor up and down the hills, are they?
That's right, and all in the Bay Area where it's hilly and there's a lot going on over there. I went to Shanklin and saw the local police officers there on the bikes. Again, the island was the first place in the whole of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight that had the electric bikes, because as you say, Maggie, the police officers on the island have made such a strong case about how hilly the island is, large rural areas, you know, for them to get round in an efficient way, but not in a car.
Yeah.
They just simply, on a pedal bike, unless you're super fit, it's a real problem. So the electric bikes have really increased that connectivity and visibility, which is good.
Well, to be fair to your bobbies on the beat there, they carry a lot of kit around strapped to themselves as well as being fit.
They really do. And actually, yeah, thank you for raising the local bobbies as well. I'll just cover that if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, so another one of my policies has been the return of the local bobby, and it is called the local bobby scheme for that reason. And again, the public, particularly people on the island, and particularly people of an elderly age, have said, you know, we used to have a police officer in the village or, you know, in our area that we knew, someone that you could walk up to, speak to. They knew all the kids. They knew who was who and who lived where. They spotted things if someone hadn't been seen for a few days, or they just got the local area and they understood the local tensions. And, you know, I do feel like there has been a real dent in trust and confidence in policing over the last few years. And the best way for me to address that is to work with communities, understand what they want, understand what their needs are, and then deliver that. And that's what I'm absolutely committed to doing. So the local Bobby scheme started on the 4th of December. The Chief Constable and I went live with it the week after Christmas, so first week of January. And this means that every single village, hamlet, town, city across the Forth area, all of Hampshire, all of the Isle of Wight, have a named local Bobby. That means the police officer's phone number, their mobile phone number, their email address, and their name are available to you. And the way you find out who your local Bobby is by going onto the Hampshire Constabulary website, clicking, scroll down, and you'll see local Bobby's, the branding of it. Click on that, and then you put in your postcode, and it tells you who your local police officer is, as I say, with their phone number, their email, and their name. And you can give them a call. You can invite them to local community groups. You can phone up and say that you want to meet them in a cafe, or pop round and see you at your house if you want to report some information. Crimes do still get reported on 909 101 or via the Constabulary website. They're not there to take crime reports, but they are there to look into areas of concern, take information from you, and to be sharing with the public what's going on, keeping an eye on shoplifting, and they will be investigating some lower level crimes as well.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
Do you think they'll have an impact on a thing you've announced recently, sort of antisocial behaviour?
Yes, I do, because what we've had up until now is police officers working in geographical locations that spread over several areas. So, for example, you might have PCSOs and police officers covering the whole of the Bay Area, let's say, as opposed to just Shanklin or just Sandown or, you know, or whatever, just Ventnor. And that's why, you know, we really do want to have the police in a smaller nucleus as we possibly can. They get to know that individual community. They get to know the head teacher. They get to know the local community youth group leaders. They get to know who the councillors are, you know, Bob, your member of parliament, and whoever the key people are in the area. And so in terms of antisocial behaviour, to answer your question, yes, I do think it is key. And we know that the Prime Minister has just announced over £60 million going out across the country, £1.4 million going to every police force area. So as Police and Crime Commissioner, the money will come to me as part of the Prime Minister's pledge to be increasing hotspot foot patrols for officers in ASB areas. We've also secured over £5 million over the last 4 years through the Safer Streets Fund, and that has also gone to all of our councils across the whole Forth area, including the Isle of Wight Council, to put in things like more CCTV, more street lighting, Z gates at parks to stop kids from being able to go through on these electric bikes and other things. So, yeah, there's a lot being done to tackle antisocial behaviour, and I do also have my own ASB fund, which is £200,000 a year, which if you go through your local councillor, parish council, you can actually put a bid into my ASB fund to tackle localised ASB. And some people may remember the issues in Freshwater last year. I did fund some youth outreach work to ASB issues that were there. I also paid for the beach soccer on the beach in Ryde over the summer. So that we had, I think there was something like 5,000 children went through that soccer programme over the summer period. So, yes, I've done lots of things to try and tackle ASB on the island.
You should be very proud of all you've achieved.
Well, thank you very much.
And just to get to the nitty-gritty of it, this has had an effect on the crime stats, I presume?
Yes, it has. So in terms of the crimes across the area, across the island, they are actually down last year. So in terms of, for example, violence against individuals, so, you know, ABHs and assaults and common assaults, they actually dropped by 6.9% throughout 2023 compared to 2022, which is great news. Sexual offences, there were 564 sexual offences. It can be rapes or sexual assaults committed on the island. And that is down 23.4% from the previous year. And then the other key one we've just talked about is antisocial behaviour. 1,266 incidents of antisocial behaviour reported on the island throughout 2023. And that was down just over 13 9% from the year before. So things are definitely going in the right direction. Still a long way to go, but certainly, you know, certainly down overall, which is good.
Excellent news. Well, thank you for sparing some time for us, Donna.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to catch up with you, as always.
Well, no, you're a very, very busy lady, but we're always pleased to talk to you and to hear all your successes.
Well, I'm back over on the island on the 1st of March, meeting charities, meeting with the Chief Executive of the Isle of Wight Council, catching up with your District Commander, Superintendent Rob Mitchell, meeting with the Member of Parliament, Bob Seeley, and, catching up with your dedicated race policing unit, which I've been instrumental in bringing back. So, so thanks ever so much for your support, and I look forward to catching up with local people in a couple of weeks when I'm over.
Brilliant.
Okay, and we'll be in touch again in a few months' time to get an update from you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.